Chapter 14. Megan. Thursday, 20th of June, 2013. I'm sitting on his sofa in his living room again. His flat is still a complete mess, but I don't care. "Okay, Megan," he says. "Do you feel ready now to finish what you were telling me before?" I close my eyes, and it doesn't take me long to get back there, back to the bathroom in Hokum. I can do it because I feel safe with Kamal. I begin. The next thing I knew, Craig was home. He was downstairs, calling me. I could hear him, but I couldn't move. It was so cold and dark. I was sitting on the bathroom floor, holding her in my arms. Craig came in and turned on the light. I screamed at him to turn it off. I didn't want to see her. He was shouting at me, screaming in my face. I gave her to him and ran. I ran out of the house into the rain. I ran to the beach. I thought about going into the water, but I was too scared. After a long time, he came to get me, and he took me home. We buried her the next morning, at the end of the garden, near the railway track. We put stones to mark it. We didn't talk about it. That night, Craig said he had to go and see someone, and he went out. He never came back. I'm shaking. I'm finding it really hard to sleep at the moment, I tell Kamal. I keep remembering how it was in that house. Dark, lonely, frightening. With the memory of her all around me. I waited for 10 days until I had no more food. Then I packed my things and left. I never saw Craig again. Have you ever tried to contact him? Kamal asks gently. No, I say, shaking my head. I was too frightened. Perhaps, he says, now we've talked about it, it would help you to contact him. It might help you to complete that part of your life. But what if he still hates me? What if he goes to the police? What if Scott finds out about it? Perhaps he doesn't hate you at all. Perhaps he never did. Perhaps he was afraid too. Perhaps he feels guilty. From what you've told me, he isn't a man who acted responsibly. He was much older than you, and you were young and needed looking after. He left you alone when you needed help. Perhaps the guilt is what he was running away from. Kamal's being very kind. But I let her die. It was my responsibility. And I'm not surprised that sleeping frightens you, Megan. You fell asleep and something terrible happened. And the one person who could help left you all alone. I think it will help you to speak to Craig. It's time to leave, and I feel lighter, freer now. I say, is this the last time I'm going to see you? Yes, he says. We have to do the right thing. I smile up at him. I'm not very good at that. I never have been, I say. You can be. You will be. Go home now. Go home to your husband.